Luke 6, verse 38, a little bit of 37. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. I'm sure at one time or another you've seen a football team run three plays and then punt. And when they get the ball back again, they do the same thing, three plays and punt. But you know it isn't quite the same thing, because each play attacks at a slightly different angle. And sometimes the angle at which they approach something makes all the difference. Perhaps a coach on the sideline sees from a different angle and can tell them where the weakness is and how to proceed. We see it in the business world too, don't we? Angles. Try one angle, and if that doesn't work, try another until you happen to hit the right one and you move forward. But for our greatest problems, our greatest obstacles, we don't have to operate that way. We don't have to search for the successful angle. If we approach our personal problems, even sin and death, with the Lord's Word ringing in our ears and shaping our attitude, we can approach things from the proper angle the first time. That's why we gather around the Word of God, morning and evening, here at Emmanuel. If it is a problem with other people, our God, our Savior, urges us to forgive, not to judge and condemn. Forgive as we have been forgiven for Jesus' sake. That kind of forgiving is itself a giving, isn't it? When we forgive, we hand over a club of accusation that we might have held over someone's head. How can we afford to do that? By having a Heavenly Father who will see to it that all things, even hurts, will work together for our good. If we should face a work-related problem, financial problem, any other material difficulty, this too may involve past and future as well as present. And we can't see into the future. So how are we going to know at what angle or with what attitude to approach it? Only by listening to the Lord our Shepherd. If we think we're out there on the field all alone and forget that He is with us, and the host of heaven is looking on, why, then we'll probably run three plays and punt. Well, I gave God's way a try, and now I'll do what others are doing. That's punting. But listen to the angle He gives us in Luke 6. He says, give, and it will be given you. And we armchair quarterbacks say, why, I'd never call a play like that. How are you going to achieve financial security by giving? Jesus says, give. And really, there's nothing for you to take. There's nothing more to gain than heaven and everlasting happiness. We have an eternal riches that we can't even imagine. If you think that a chair in front of a fireplace on a stormy evening with your family around you safe, well-fed, and warm is a nice thought, it is. But Jesus has given us far better things than that. Goodness and mercy are following you all the days of your life. Give, says Jesus, so that you'll have room for the next crop of blessings that comes your way. And that's not just for us as individuals in our free time, but in our classes, as groups, departments, as a school of believers. where we share the same hope and have the same goal that each of us has individually. Yes, we have given in the past. We may have given up popularity or material success in order to show the love of Christ to others. Perhaps you've even given up getting even, if there were such a thing, with someone who hurt you, showing them instead how Jesus treated you when you hurt him. But this giving that you have done does not stop. It's an ongoing activity. We cannot rest now. We sit on what we've got, and the next time the Lord comes, our basket is going to run over. Give, and it shall be given you. That's a promise that tells us not to be anxious about tomorrow. It doesn't tell us not to plan for tomorrow. It doesn't tell us not to work for tomorrow. It tells us do not be anxious about it. The God who clothes the sparrow will also take care of you. So forgive. You won't run out of forgiveness. Give. You won't run out of anything you need. You can't outgive God. Amen. 789-145, 789, stanzas 1, 4, and 5.